And where were we up to? Let's see. Okay, I think we were up to the second part of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. I think that's what we were up to. There's some very interesting cases. We're not going to go through every Pesach Yeshuva because we picked up the case a little, but you can't resist the live chickens and the dead Goyim and all these other people who may or may not be Nosei Tav. So it's definitely worth committing those to memory. The just remember, it's the live chicken that influence of the boiling butter and the dead guy that's going well. Okay. The at the end of Sif Aleph, the Mechaber gives us a big, big chiddush here. The Mechaber gives us a big chiddush. Im v'kavash b'soch tzir o b'soch chometz im shah kedeshi nano al haor v'yartiach v'yaskel isvashel ariyu kemavushel v'pakum shir zelo netzer elo kedei v'yipa v'ayin v'chuli, which we'll do next month. If it's kavush, normally we pass in kavush, takes 24 hours. But if it's kavush in brine or chometz or vinegar, then even in a very small amount of time, such as the amount of time it would take to boil up the pot of, I guess, brine or vinegar, then that's already kimavushal. There's like a special din of kavush kimavushal in brine and vinegar, in a small shear of the amount of time it takes to boil it up. But less than that, it's only asur kedei klipa. So, just halacha lemaisa, it's a little bit of a mess in the poskim. Exactly how long does it take, Taka, to boil up a pot of water? Now, I've never really done so myself, so I can't say. Has anyone ever done so? How long does it take to boil up a pot?
You watch it, never boils.
What? Probably depends. Okay.
Like altitude.
So that's a big problem here. The Yad Yehuda, right? The Yad Yehuda says... The Yad Yehuda here, is that it? Who says 18 minutes? I think the Yad Yehuda here says, certain Masor of 18 minutes. There's a Kavash in 18 minutes in Seir or Chometz. A lot of posts can like to quote that. The Vadei Shulchan points out that it sounds very nice because we like to have, you know, very simple, straight dinim and halacha, but he has no idea why it should take 18 minutes to boil a pot of water in Lachor. It should depend on what kind of pot it is in Lachuli Lachuli. So this is very unclear exactly how many minutes this is. I'd be choshish in less than 18 minutes. It doesn't always take 18 minutes to boil up a pot. So that's unclear, but even less than that, I think there's room to be choshish. Although I think a lot of books write 18 minutes. Okay, but Lachor, we should be more machmir than that. Now, there's two chidushim in this Mechaber, which are not found before Shin Shas. One is the Rush. The Rush, right, if you look in the Baragola here, he says, he quotes the Rush. Right, the Rush says, since Seir has the din of Meliach, so Miyad, as soon as you drop something into Seir is like for its salty liquid. It could be salty anything. It could be salty dan that comes out when you salt meat. It could be just salty gravy if you salt meat that already was salted to get out the blood. It could be anything salty. It could be if you salt fish, seer of dugin. So, since it's maliach, then right away, as soon as it falls in, asher kedei klipa, because it's maliach, right? Let's say I seer trait seer, right? Seer of the velor, dugin tmeim, or seer of dam from salting, and I drop in a piece of steak, then right away it's asher kedei klipa, because it's maliach. Yeah, and remember, we pass in the Maliach is right away. And after a few minutes, then it's totally Asr, because this is like a super Kavash Maliach. It's Kavash in Maliach, which has the power, double power of Kavash in Maliach. Since it's a double power of Kavash in Maliach, it permeates the whole thing, and Asr is the whole thing, even in just 10 minutes, or however long it takes. The Shach points out, of course, that for us Ashkenazim, there's hardly an afkamina in this. Why? Because us Ashkenazim say even right away it has din of Maliach, and what do we always add?
We don't know.
That we don't know what's Shamein and what's Kachos, and therefore in most cases, the Shach gives the exceptions, we'll get to later today, in most cases, Halacha L'maisa, if it falls into, let's just cause Halacha L'maisa falling into Tzir, if it falls into Tzir, right away it's usher to klipa because of maliach, and we're usually machmer that it's totally usher because of maliach. And even in cases where we wouldn't have that chomer for svardim, then after 10 minutes or however long it takes to boil up a pot of water, it would be totally usher because of the joint maliach and kavush. Okay, that part is not so controversial. However, the Barigola points out, the Barigola is very careful here, he does a good job. The Makar is not really the rush. The Barigola says, HaRush tofer ches techulin kasetin zebitzir, umisham nilmad lechomets. The later printer, or whoever put in the Amar Mekomos, or whoever put in the parentheses, the Baal ha-parentheses, just to make sure that we wouldn't chas v'shalom, like, think that the Mechaber had a Makar for chomets, right? The Mechaber extrapolated from tzir to chomets. He wrote in, the letters Dalad Ayin, which stands for Das Atzmo. Should know the Chomet part is Das Atzmo. I mean, the Barigola already covered it, but I guess just to make sure we wouldn't think that the Mechaber had a leg to stand on, he wrote Das Atzmo. It's the Mechaber's own Chiddush to extend to Chomet. Why is that a Chiddush? Because Chomet does not have the power of Malicha. Chomet has no salt, it's just Charif. We never heard of a din. We'll see all at the end of our sim, maybe a habmin, a small din, whatever. We never heard of a din that charif is a mavliya, takes the time out of one thing and puts it into another thing. We heard a scharf with a duch and a sakina. We never heard stan that charifus has any power. All of a sudden, the machaber extends the din by malicha. We know malicha has power. That's how it makes sense to Rush. He extends it to Harifos, just like a Dover Malulach has Kavosh in just a few minutes, so to a Dover Charif has creates Kavosh and is Mavli of the time through the whole thing, in the bushel in just 10 minutes or however long it takes to boil up, 18 minutes, however long you want to say it takes to boil up a pot of water. That's a total Chiddush Yesh Me'ayin of the Mechaber. Who argues with him? The Shach argues with him. The Shach basically says, he brings lots of rayas of the Rush doesn't hold it. He says even some of those people who want to talk about Kavosh in 24 hours mention Chometz. Very clearly, no Kavosh in less than 24 hours of Chometz. The Shach argues and says, ridiculous, no such thing. Halacha l'maisa, if everyone would be so kind to just pass back the sheet, this is going to have a million Makoros that we're going to discuss, that we're going to quote today in Shir. We're not going to read them all inside, just because I don't want to spend the time doing that, but I think everything we'll quote today in Shir from other plate parts of Shulchan Aruch will be on here. Okay, you can put the rest in the box afterwards. The Mishnah Brura, so the Shach's Mako, the Mechaber is, is Machmir. The Gra is also Mako like the Shach, the Sivkot and Tess. He says, Davka Melach, because Melach, Maliach is like Roteach, Chometz, not. So the Gra and the Shach are Mekel against the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah passes, if you look in Hilchos Pesach, but Mekel Hifshe, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'imakliya yamorek v'shutav shari l'kuli amayim lo shashah chometz och meis le'eis. He's talking about if you keep Chometz in a Chometz dekli, whether it becomes Chometz dekli, so it says, if the vinegar is less than 24 hours, then it's okay. Deve Chometz, v'inan gam ke meis le'eis. He says, I mean, he knows he's against the Mechaber here, but he's passing. If vinegar also depends on 24 hours, and that's even Hilchos Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya Lahakya, which makes sense. He has the Gra, the Shach, even though it's against the Mechaber. The Mechaber made it up from scratch. So Halacha L'Maisa, we are Mekil. We say that Chometz is also 24 hours, just like other liquids. Maliach is one thing, but just because something is Charif doesn't give it more Kavosh power than anything else. And you still need 24 hours. This is the Shaila. This always comes up. What's the famous case where this always comes up? On the Shabbos table, you put out chrein for the gefilte fish, and you put a spoon in the chrein, and the spoon sits in the chrein for 18 minutes. Cool, right? Let's take it for sure. The spoon sits in the chrein for the entire first course of the meal, and you have a fleishik spoon sitting in the chrein. So I'll leave it to the mechaber. If that fleishik spoon is sitting in the chrein, that's kavush. In 10, 15, 18, or 8 minutes. That's kavush by the time you clear up the fish, of course. And therefore, and there's no heter, it doesn't matter if it's nafar nad or ain't even yom or b'chulei, because chrein is charith. And therefore, it makes the chrein fleishik.
unless it's less than a 60th of the crane, but the spoon is sometimes more than a 60th of the crane. So it would make your flame crane, your crane fleshig, and you can't eat that crane with milchik, right? Tomorrow you want to have gefilte fish with, you know, with lasagna on the same plate and put crane on the gefilte fish, you can't. What? No, we wouldn't go that far. So that would be a problem for the mechaber. We're making, we say the chrein is still parat. However, lechachila, we should be choshes for the mechaber. We're making against the mechaber, but lechachila, why not be choshes for the mechaber? So lechachila, you should not, I mean, unless you know you only eat the chrein with fleshik. I mean, you're welcome. You know, if you don't plan to eat the chrein with milchik, then the seder gomor. But if you know that the chrein is sometimes eaten with milk and sometimes with fleshik, lechatchila, you shouldn't leave the spoon in for a long time. You should have the spoon, either have a, you know, a pirate spoon for the chrein, or you should just not let the spoon sit in the chrein. You could take chrein with the spoon, but you shouldn't let it sit there. So lechatchila, you should be choshesh v'tz mechaber and not let the spoon sit for a long time in the chrein. But b'di'eved, we really don't hold like this mechaber. Okay, one second. Next, half the Mechaber actually might or may not be telling us two chumras about chometz. Number one, it's kavush legamri. It makes the bleeding go through the whole thing in 16 minutes. That's one. The other is if you read at the end of a pasuk Yirzelo Neser El Kedei Klipa, that miyad chometz makes an Iser Kedei Klipa. We knew Malicha makes an Iser Kedei Klipa. Is that true? Even if I stick in the spoon miyad, that's going to make a clip of the chrein fleshik. That would also be a... Now, you'd still say it would be bought up a robe, l'chora. But, you know, because that clip of chrein, you don't know which it is. And by the time the next person spoons up chrein, it's all mixed in. So it would be bottle. But still, maybe it's not l'chakiva. So, here this is controversial, even what the Mechaber himself... what the Mechaber himself meant is unclear. The Prichadash here is summarized, I think, by the Prima Gadim here summarized the various dais. Yeah, the Prichadash says that in Miyad, nothing happens. The Klipa Miyad also doesn't apply to Chometz. Just like we're Mekel, and we say after 24 hours, just like after 18 minutes, chometz will not be able to leave through the whole thing. We assume likewise, what power does chometz have to make a blade k'dei klipa miyad? That's only the malicha. Chometz doesn't have any power. So we would have the prichadash and the gra both say, the gra says here, it's only tzira, not chometz. The prichadash also says only tzira, not chometz, that miyad, that this chomer k'dei klipa miyad only applies to tzir and not to chometz, even though the prima gadim himself says that still maybe it's a klipa, it's an echo of an ishma het we had once that said everything is below k'dei klipa miyad. So the prima gadim is machmer, at least the strong chometz in the end. The prima gadim is machmer, but the prichadash and the gra are mekel, and the gra says even the mechaber never meant to answer this. Says even the Mechaber never meant this iser of k'dei klipa miyad to apply to chometz. The Mechaber's lashon is not entirely unambiguous. So again, lemaisa, we can be mekel on this b'tieved, unlike the prichadash and like the gra, and it's generally batal b'shishim b'tieved anyway. In many cases, meaning kavush is, you know, depending on what it was. I guess if it was you put a pyrus spoon into fleshik chometz, then taka. And it's okay, klipa would be very relevant. But if you put a fleshik spoon into pirate grain, it would be the klipa would end up being batel. L'chora. Anyway. But here also, the lemaisa were mekel b'dieved. What about l'chachila? Should you not stick the fleshik spoon in the grain at all? So I think that if someone wants to have a pirate spoon, then that's for the grain, then that's wonderful. I had a Talmud who bought me this beautiful, like, Tiffany crystal dish with its own little silver spoon that was a perfect size for crane. So my wife didn't at all remember this stuff from Shulchan Aruch, but she decided that was our crane dish from now on. So now we have no shadows on the crane. It's this tiny little spoon that's only been used for crane its whole life. But the Maisa, since we bought the B'shishim anyway, Whatever fleshik taste goes out into the chrein, there's many other stadim lahakel. So look over, you could be makel to use the spoon for chrein. Just at least don't let it sit the whole time.
In terms of miyad, mm-hmm. So, but when you're spooning it in, so you're probably touching different parts of the chrein as you're going in, and then meaning you're going to be touching as you go in.
You're going to be touching every single.
I don't know if you're going to be touching everything, but I don't know in the end if you're necessarily going to have rope when you're scooping it out or anything.
But still, mimanafshach, you'd only need shishim to get the klip of the spoon, right? Because more taste can't, there's no chanan here, right? So more taste can't come out than was in the klip of the spoon. So lechor, it'd still be about the shishim of the avid. Okay, that's as far as chomer. So again, sir, both these dinam are for sure true, and we ashkenaz, we've been machle, even on kulam miyad in most cases. Chomer, I think both of these, we have what to be makel on against the mechaber, although it's kedai to be machle lechachila, at least as much as possible. Any other questions on Sif Aleph? Okay. No, we're going to get to Maliach. Well, get to Maliach in all its glory, not to worry. We did discuss it already in Sif Tzadi Aleph, but the breakup is, and for no reason whatsoever, in Tzadi Aleph was all the discussion of what counts as salty and what's not salty. Right? How much time is that in the salt, how much salt, etc. In Sif Kopei, we have how far does the Bliya go when you salt something? Which, no reason, one is more to do with Basel Chol. So that's how it broke up. So, you know, we're not going to revisit the question of what's considered Maliach and what's considered not Maliach. You know, Nechamach, Mechom, Ein Nechamach, Shamil, Lo Shamil, that we've done already, we all remember, hopefully. But we are going to get to whether it's Mavliach, Kdei Klipor, Rekulo, in great detail. Base. Chom Shel Klivishon Shayat, so let us bone Mibashel, Vaoser Kulo. I don't think anyone would argue on that. That a klivishon shayad. So let us know, that's classic bishul. It's bishul, and it makes the tam go through the whole thing, and it mixes up the tamim, and that would be, excuse me, and iser gomer. Avolchom shel klisheni einu mevashel, v'yeshomim shegam kein einu maflit v'lo mavliya. Chom shel, everyone knows a klisheni is not mevashel, it's a furish gomer mesech Shabbos. And here we have the famous machlux rishonim between the Rashva and the other rishonim. Truth is, the Rashba is not alone, the Ramban, the Ritzvand, the Rashba school, all have this idea. But Yeshomrim, the majority Pesachim Rishonim, is that whatever is not Mevashel does not cause a Bliya. The Gedder of Bliya is similar to the Gedder of Bishol, at least the Indian Zah. So if Klisheni doesn't cook, then it doesn't cause any Bliya, and one thing won't answer another thing in a Klisheni, right? If I have a Klisheni of soup, and I actually drop in a piece of ham, no problem, just take out the piece of ham and eat the soup. The Yei Shomer, but the Rashba holds, the Mikom Akum will maflit or mavliya ve'osur k'dei klipa. But the Rashba holds that even though Klisheni is not mevashel, that just means it doesn't have the effect of bishul. That's a very difficult task to accomplish, to actually cook all those molecules and change them from a raw state to a bushel state. But it can still be mavli or maflit. That's not so difficult. It's difficult to be mevashel. It's not so difficult to be mavli or maflit. In general, we see from here that there's always more room to be makel in Hilchos Shabbos when it comes to these things than in Yoredeya. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, like, unless it's mevushel, you don't have to worry. But in Yoredeya, even if it's not mevushel, the Rashba tells us, it's not mevushel. It's not cooked. It's still raw. But it's a raw thing that now, right? If I drop a raw piece of pork into my bowl of soup. So takat's not mevushel, the pork's still raw. But the tam comes out into my soup. A lower level of heat can't cook the pork. That's hard. But it can get the pork taste into my soup. That is the shita of the Rashba. Now this is a very complex issue. The truth is there are two chidushim of the Rashba, two chumers of the Rashba. One chumer of the Rashba is that let's just read the chachra of the mechaber. Yiroi loch zobe dover chachilo v'diav motzvo klipa dover yamasagi lechachilo. We're machaber like the Rashba on a klisheni v'diav, and you just rinse it off and it's considered cold. Okay, what were the two chiddush of the Rashba? One chiddush of the Rashba was even a klisheni is mavliya umachlet, might not cook, but it does cause a transfer of time. What was the other chiddush of the Rashba? That what else is not mevashel but is mavliya umachlet? No, that's not a chiddush of the Rashba. What other type of heat is not able to cook but is able to mavliya umachlet according to the Rashba? You're not going to find in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rashba really, he was more machmir than we think. Not only did he say a cliche me is mavli umaflit, he also said heat that's less than yad soled is bo is mavli umaflit. That's a bigger fish, I think. Right? The Rashba said two kedushim. He said any low level of heat, whether it be a klisheni or even if it's less than yad soled is bo, that's still mavliya umaflit. Lechora, the part of the Rashba about less than yad soled is bo, we're not choshesh for at all, even lechachila. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can, you know, you can dip your hot dog in a, or better yet, it doesn't necessarily mean you can dip your cheese in a bowl of chicken soup that's less than yad soled is bo. It's still also because the gzeira you might eat it without hadacha, which we saw in Siman Tzadi Aleph. But ikra din, let's say you were going to rinse it anyway, we are not machmir unless the yad soled is bo. That far we don't believe the Rashba. For Haraya, the Mechaber only brought two deos about klisheni. He never said two deos that less than yad soled is bo. So it sounds like, and this is how he read the Torah, this is the Beis Yosef read the Torah to be saying that less than yad soled is bo is for sure not mavli o machlit. So the Chora, we are not choshesh at all for this wild chumra of the Rashba of less than yad soled is bo. We see this also if you look at the sheet I gave out, the Shach in Yoredeya. The Pesukim Yoredeya say that in Siman Tzadi Ches say the same thing. The Mechaber and the Ramah, they say that lechachila b'machra n'klisheini b'di'eved you can be mekel. But the Shach says the fourth Mukher in Siman Tzadi Samach Ches of Katan Chavtes of lechachila aser im ayad soled is bo. Torah Shachad Shem Hashem Arai. Yeah, we're machra lechachila if it's yad soled is bo. But less than yad soled is bo. If your bowl of soup is less than yad soled is bo, then I don't think we're machra that way even lechachila. This shach, it doesn't necessarily prove that much. That's talking about liyam aflika echad, as we'll see in a moment. But lechor, it sounds in the post like less than yad soled is bo. You have a bowl of soup and it's only 100 degrees, or whatever that's called here. Then we're not choshesh for that at all. But how about klisheni? So klisheni is much more controversial. First, what are the Rashba's rayas that even things which are not high enough to be vashal, such as less than yad soled is bo and klisheni, are still mavli umaflit? Anyone remember any of his rayas? He had a few interesting rayas. The Gra actually here does a very nice summary in Sivkat and Yud Gimel. He has a lot in Sivkat and Yud Gimel, but at the end, also in Sivkat and Yud Dalit, of like being docha all the rayas of the Rashba. The Rashba had a few rayas, but they really weren't so strong. One of the rayas of the Rashba was from Malicha. He says, Malicha doesn't cook, and yet it's mavliya. So too, a low level of heat doesn't cook, but yet it's mavliya. But the Gra and all the other Rishonim point out that's not necessarily true. Malicha is its own track. Malicha might not be cooking, but that's because its own process is called malicha. If you have a cliche and you're less than yad soled is bo, that's not cooking, and it's not a different process. That's just stam not cooking. So they weren't so impressed by that taina. As a matter of fact, they compared it more. They said, look, Maliach shenecha machas milcho, a low level of malicha is mavliya, so to a low level of heat is not mavliya. He had some other interesting rayas. The Gemara in the very beginning of Sefer Skulin, right, the Chesimid Beis talked about if you shech with a treif knife, that it asers kede klipa. Right, now the neck of the animal is lechora not yad soled is bo. Right, so if you shech with a treif knife, Then that asers daf chesam and beis. Is that daf chesam beis? That asers kedei klipa. But why is that not necessarily a good raya that if you shech with a treif knife it asers kedei klipa, even though it's less than the yad soled is bo? That is duchas sakina. Remember, we decided above him some tzadi dalu. Taka, we're machmer and warm things with duchas sakina. Yeah, because of the halacha. Shechting with a sakin shogoy. But that's a duchen sakina. There's no mucker and shas that just a low level of heat causes a blia. He also brought a raya from also daf testing where it says you shouldn't, after you shech the animal, put the chalav on the basar because I guess it's warm or something. It says, we see it's just like body temperature. And yet you shouldn't put the chalav on the basar. That's not necessarily such a good raya either because we paskin that you shouldn't put the chalav on the basar, but not because it'll be a plia. The Rambam just says, don't put the chilav on the basar. After all, you might end up The Akron said, you might end up, maybe you'll salt it with the chila on the basar, maybe you'll cook it with the chila on the basar, maybe a little chila will stick to the basar later, and then you'll cook it in your oven. You know, just to avoid problems like a chila, you shouldn't have the chila sitting on the basar decomposing. But that doesn't mean that the chala is bliya. So really, the Rashba has a few rayas, but none of them are really mochrach. The Rashba doesn't really have mochrach rayas. Again, malicha is not a good raya because malicha is its own derech. Shechting with a sakin shel goyim is not a good raya because that has duchus zakina. Not putting the fats on the basar of the animal when you chop up the animal is not a good raya. Because that's only like a gzera. It's not because it'll be a bliya. Pashas, the Rashba doesn't have any raya that a low level of heat causes a bliya, which is why the Mechaber rejects him. Halacha l'maisa, there's a few different issues here in the Rashba. The Rashba himself, first of all, the poskim in Siman Samech Ches discuss the issue of maligas tarnagolim b'klisheni. What's maligas tarnagolim? What?
Feathers.
To get the feathers off, someone will probably, who's ever done this, no one here, would probably understand why. It's very hard to defeather a chicken, baharaya, if you go to yeshiva, you see they haven't even done it properly, to save money. It's very hard to defeather a chicken. But if you somehow just put it in boiling water that like boils the feathers into some layer which you just peel off and makes it very easy to defeather the chicken. The problem is you haven't salted the chicken yet, and if you put it in hot water, it's cooking it in the dam, and once you cook meat with the dam, you can't even salt it anymore, it's straight forever. So the whole thing in the post game, exactly how makel can we be on Maligas Tarnagolim? And the big debate was klisheni. So, Halach L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Tzimtzum Samech Ches Sif Yud Aleph on the sheet, brought down, Chaber says, even a klisheni you shouldn't do Maligas Tarnagolim, but if you do, it's mutter. Hagad, the kaimel on klisheni in him, Vashel, Vafilo, Ayad, so ledes bo. Ubidyevit, Shari, because we hold klisheni not Mavashel, but the Diyevit is mutter, Valachachila, Aser. That you shouldn't defeather it until after the salting. Halach l'maisa, what does that mean? That lechachila were machmir not to do maliga b'klisheni. Why do I bring this down and not just leave us with what we say in Siman Kufes of Beis, that lechachila should machmir on a klisheni? Because what additional chiddush lechachila do we see here? Not only lechachila rechoshesh, not to put pork in my soup in a klisheni, or even choshes l'chachila not to do maliga to klisheni. What's the chiddush? That maliga, what's the meaning of maliga and just a regular bliya? Anyone recall? Maliga only answers it if the dam has to come out of the meat and then go back into the meat. That's called mavliya mavlika achas. So l'chachila or choshes, not only that klisheni is mavliya or maflit, lechachila, or even choshesh, that's mavliya maflit ka'achas. It's an important thing to know. Lechachila, or even choshesh, that it's mavliya umaflit ke'achas. Bidi eved, are we choshesh, that's mavliya maflit ka'achas? Not only bidi eved, obviously we're not. Not only lechachila, are we choshesh, mavliya maflit ka'achas, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Pesach that I quoted here, that he talks about a chicken, if it still has a piece of wheat inside it, the Mechaber talks about it, if you find a wheat in the chicken, and Erev Pesach is batel b'shishim, but if you cook it on Pesach, then it's osur b'mashu. The Ramah says, umiyu b'chim klisheni, in lachash yesh machim klisheni, lo Pesach, and tol lahachim, and yatzul lazul, lav hachim, lo mekim klisheni. Says some people are machmir and klisheni, and it's good to be machmir. That's what Mishabur says in Chafei there. Returnal after nakin leikra alach biyodesim and samaches the klisheni maflit mavliyam mikol machmir and yepesach yishdachus das machmir sham despilei the klisheni maflit o mavliya. What does the Mishabur say? And he quotes him in samaches, not him in Chafei, because if there is wheat in the chicken, that's only asur if the taste is nifla from the wheat and nibla into the chicken, right? It's also maflit mavliyam ka'achas. Taste has to come out of the wheat and go into the chicken. So let's say I dump this piece of chicken with you know, with the piece of wheat inside, I put it in a klisheni soup. You know, I don't know why I would do that, but whatever, I put it in a klisheni for some reason. Then it has to take the time out of the wheat into the chicken. So, of course, me'ikra din, we hold that it's not mavliyam aflika achas. But apparently on Pesach, we are machmir that it's even mavliyam aflika achas because the chumr de Pesach. So on Pesach, we're totally machmir and klisheni. That's what the Rama teaches us here. However, Pesach, no kula of klisheni. Not only is there no kula of klisheni, we're even choshes mavliyam aflika achas. So that's one question. Klisheni maflit umavliyah ke'achas. What are we paskin? We paskin lechatchila. We are choshishim. Hidiyeved mutter. We assume it's not. And this is the kuli alma, right? Even the, just going back to our simon. If you remember, the Taz go to the Marshal, who was the biggest machmer in the world, still started with second line of the Taz, Rashal per kolabosim nainals goes to the psycholoch and he doesn't even vashal for you. I said, look, the gami maflin of liyak echad. Even the Marshal admits that the yev is not mavliyam aflik echad, although the Bach doesn't. Vidi yev and mutter. Vidi yev and vipesach, aser because of chomer de pesach. That's maflin of liyak echad. Even the Marshal admits that vidi yev is mutter, who's going to be the big machmer of klisheni vidi yev. Although the Bach apparently doesn't, but we don't have to worry about that. Now, how about the more mainstream machlokas here? What's the main machlokas here? The main machlokas in Simon Kofei is not to be mavliyam aflika echad l'chora. Right? Mavliyam aflika echad would be like I have a klisheni bowl of soup, and into that bowl of soup, or I have a klisheni pot of water, a klisheni dish of water, and into that dish of water I put, a piece of cheese and a hamburger. Then it would have to take out of the hamburger into the cheese. That's mavliyam aflika echad, so that's fine. Pashas, what we're talking about is just being mavli or just being maflit, right? What if I have a klisheni of milk and I put the hamburger in it? Right? Will it be mavliya the time of the milk into the hamburger and maflit the time of the hamburger into the milk v'chuli? So, right? And just this b'diavad p'sak above matches what we learned earlier, that only things that are mevashel are mavliyam aflika achas. That's what we hold b'diavad. Okay, maker did. How about just to be mavliya or just to be maflit? So, lechatchila, what do we hold? Yes. Right? Lechatchila aser im hayad soledes bo. Right? For sure, lechachila, for sure, machmer, no one in their right mind will be makel to you lechachila on a cliche. No Orthodox rabbi will tell you cliche is much of lechachila. Rishonim might, I just mean, by nowadays. You know, that's the question is, what about b'di'eved? So b'di'eved, we have to ask, what are the three things that we might say b'di'eved? We might say it's mutter, or we might say two other options. Either it's mutter b'di'eved. You dump your, again, I have a klisheni of chicken soup, and I dump in a piece of, or better, I have a klisheni of treif soup, and I dunk in a hot dog. So either it's mutter, or it's aser, or in between, or it's aser k'dei klipa. Right? Here is the machlokas. The Rashba himself seemed to say it was only aser k'dei klipa. But the Torah sounded like it was aser legamre. So what do we paskin? We paskin mutter, we paskin aser k'dei klipa, or we paskin oser bekulo, obviously meaning ad shishim. Right, so this is a big machlokas, meaning we can't list every single rishon and achron. Let's just list with the main opinions on the daf. Who's the most makel opinion on the daf? The mechaber and the rama say, bidi eved, mutter. Right, bidi eved mutter le gamri. How about the shach? What's the shach shara? The shach says what, anyone know? How does the shach pass in? Anyone? How does the shach pass in? So the Shach brings down a lot of dais. He brings down many, many, many people who are Mekel, and he points out there's a whole machlok of Rishonim whether Eroi is Mavliya, Mavliya, if they cleep of Achuli, all the Rishonim seem to assume is never Pashat. That cliche is not Mavliya. That's why the whole, you know, the language of the machlok of Rishonim about Eroi is that, oh, well, is Eroi is Mekel, is a cliche, or is it Machmor like a Kli Rishon? He says many Rishonim seem to imply that. It's Mutter. In the end, what does he paskin? He paskins that Yesh Lehachmir Lesar Kedei Klipa, but not in all cases. If, first of all, in what materials are we Machmir and Asar Kedei Klipa? Klicheres. Bikklicheres v'oklin. Only in klicheres and food, not in metal kalim. Right? This is based on the Yushalmi's chalak. The Yushalmi says that, well, anything I can't cook can't make a bli into metal. But maybe it can make a bli into food. So he says, metal kalim for sure, not even a chashash in the world. Will only be choshesh. He's choshesh, but only in a triply lenient way. Number one, we're only choshesh to asr kedei klipa. Number two, we're only choshesh in a klicheres and in foods, which are soft. And we're only choshesh if there's no hefzid, and he doesn't even say, what's his lashon? One second. She'ain hefzid kolkach. She asked if there's no, not such a hefzid kolkach. He doesn't even say hefzid meruva. There's not a significant hefzid. It doesn't even have to have some ruba. So that's the Shach. The Taz ends up with the Marshal being a little more macher for the Marshal. The Marshal paskins, like the Rashba, that it's or like the Torah, that it's usher. The Taz ends up saying, that it's all usher. Klisheni has the power to make the bliya go through the whole thing, and the only exception is when is the Taz Meko? Exactly. Yesh Lahakel Bemakom Hefsin Meruba. He asks the whole thing. This is based on the Marshal asks the whole thing, and he's only making with the Hefsin Meruba, and he's machmir on all materials.
He's machalik with what's hot.
What do you mean? Okay. Halacha lemaisa, you know, it's not, there's not 100% unanimity on how we paskin here among the contemporary poskin. There's a, some people quote from the Pesachei Tshuva and some Tzadi Dalas Kavan Zion, which I Xerox here also, quoted the Chassam Sofer, says, our minig is to be machmir klisheni klishlishi v'chule, not to make an issue of it. And the big Pesachei Tshuva himself said at the end, he named Asher Kazadon, begin lahachmir kolakim, v'chule klishishi v'chule, morim shalom ein nogin kain. We're not knowing to be machmer. It's not so clear if it means we're not knowing to be machmer in klishlishi, or we're not knowing to be machmer in klisheni. Lemaisa, if you look at Ramosha, if you remember some of the truth of Ramosha, he seems to take it pretty pashut to be mach, to be makel on klisheni in a few places. Lemaisa, well, it says that our minhag is to be makel on klisheni like machaber and Ramah. Of course not lechachila. Of course the achila is not a question. But b'diavad, we can be makel in klisheni. Again, there's, I don't think people hold like the Taz. Some people are more machmer like the Shach, but usually you have other sons of Mahaka also in almost all cases. So often there's not a Mina, but you can be makel b'diavad in klisheni. The, one other issue that comes up here, two other issues that come up here, the Shach, he sort of summarized the Eroi sugya, and I think we've already discussed Eroi pretty well, so we're not going to go into that. The Shach at the end of Sifkat and Hay here, at the end of his discussion, has a long discussion of the Chumra, the Maharshal, about Kli Rishon She'en Hayad Soled Espo. The Maharshal is this big Chumra in Kli Rishon She'en Hayad Soled Espo, even though, again, we really reject the Rashba's Chumra and Yad Soled Espo, right? Right? Ein Hayad Soled Espo is Mutter. But What about one case where maybe we would be makran any out to let us, but what case is that? The case of a kli rishon, or at least the kli rishon, the marshal says omed al ha'esh. Kli rishon on the fire. Kli rishon on the fire, the marshal is more worried. Why? Because he thinks a kli rishon has power to be makli, even if it's not yet to let us fall. Why is the marshal worried? Because of which makar? Because the Yerushalmi says, Asu harchaka l'kli rishon, v'losu harchaka l'kli sheni. The Yerushalmi asks, what's the difference between kli rishon and kli sheni? Which we all know Tosas' answer to from Hilchos Shabbos. The Yerushalmi answers, oh, they made a gzeira on kli rishon, not on kli sheni. So what does this mean? What do you mean a gzeira on kli rishon? Kli rishon is not a gzeira, kli rishon is bishul. If kli rishon is not bishul, what is? So what they must have meant is they made a gzeira on kli rishon, even, because then they say, hey, kli rishon yad shaletz po, ain't yad shaletz po, they made a gzeira on kli rishon, even if it's less than yad shaletz po. That's the chumra of the marshal, quoting the shach. The shach doesn't like it at all, although in the end he quotes people who are sort of choshish for that a little. That's the chumra of the marshal based on the Yerushalmi. This is a big issue of exactly how to interpret the Yerushalmi. The Pesach Tshuva discusses this in Sivkat and Vav also. The truth is, in the end, it looks like the Shach is right here. The Shach kind is against the Marshal. The Shach says, look at the Lashon Yerushalmi. Also, Archok l'kli rishon she'ein hayad sholetes bo. Right? Asu harchoka, sorry, l'kli rishon she'ein hayad sholetes bo. What does Ein Hayad Sholetes Bo means? Now, this is a tricky part, because it sounds like Ein Hayad Sholetes Bo. So what did Marshal say? Marshal says, no, this is some like weird form of saying Ein Hayad Sholetes Bo, which shows that our Chokar for Kli Rishon Ein Hayad Sholetes Bo, and that's where he got this Chumra. However, the Shach says, no, the Yerushalmi happened to be using a phrase that sounded suspiciously like the Bavli's phrase, but meant the opposite. What does Ein Hayad Sholetes Bo means? The hand cannot be sholet, cannot master it, cannot control it. Why can't your hand control it? Because it's too hot to touch. So Ein Hayad Sholetes Bo equals, says the Shach, Hayad Sholetes Bo. Now, if you look at the Pesach Tshuva, quotes the Achronah, says, so the Shach says, no, the Harachak is only if Yad Sholetes Bo. But here's the problem. Why didn't Marshal say this? Because if the what the Harachak, that's Ikra Din, and that's exactly what the Pesach Tshuva brings down. But we all know the answer. I think when I mentioned this once, friend, this is the Yerushalmi, L'shitasev, the next line in the Yerushalmi. What is the famous next line in the Yerushalmi? Ein, it's the Lashon Yerushalmi, Ein bishol borer, elok is shehaor mahalik tachto. I think that's the Lashon Yerushalmi. Right, it's a famous Yerushalmi. Ein bishol borer, elok is shehaor mahalik tachto. You want to know whether the Bavli agrees with this line or not? Look, Barichos, I think the Orcha Shulchan treats as a great length in Orchaim, so we should be obsessed. But not for now. The Yerushalmi holds, what does Bishul Borer mean? Clear Bishul. Doesn't mean you can see through it. It means Bishul D'Oraisa. That Bishul D'Oraisa is only Allah H. So what's the Harchaka? The Harchaka is a Kli Rishon off the H is only Asur Midrabanan onto a Kli Rishon on the H. And then the Yerushalmi's perfect sense. They made a Harchaka for a Kli Rishon onto when it's on the fire. But they didn't make our chaka for a klisheni, because a klisheni is never on the fire, so why do you need a harchaka? So taka, the marshal seems to be wrong. Really, the harchaka is only for kli rishon shalal gabi ha'esh, which is only drabban and aliba di rishalmi. And they only made the harchaka for the yatsu lettuce bowl. It's cooled off, why do you need a harchaka? So Pashtus the marshal is wrong. Even though the shach quotes that, that there are those who are machri, even though it doesn't sound that way, etc. But I don't think it happens all that often. But Pashtus is room to be makil, because if you just read through the whole Yerushalmi, ain't Bishul Borer Shaor Mahalik Tachtav, it really seems like, you know, the Yerushalmi Kepshuto is Mepurish against the Marshal. The Marshal is Mokar the Yerushalmi, and it says not like it. It says, Ein Hayat Shaletes Bo. Oh, people don't understand it. But if we do understand it, then so it seems there's room to be makil. One other very important inyan that comes up in both Yoredeya and Hilchos Shabbos, which is worth mentioning, is the Bechor Shor, quoted in the Pesach Tshuva of Katan Zion, who I guess he must be a follower of the school of the Ramah, Because he says, so what's the gedder of Yatzel? This is a big halacha l'maisa. Is it Yatzel Letus Bo? Is it not Yatzel Letus Bo? Right? This comes up in every shayla. So how do we know what Yatzel Letus Bo is? So what does the Bechor Shor say? What does he say? He says, we're not Bekiyim in Yatzel Letus Bo. It's hard to tell what Yatzel Letus Bo means. Because the Gemara says Yatzel Letus Bo is the shear that... Right, the Gemara asks, what's Yatzel Letus Bo? Why does the Gemara ask that? So Rashi says, because different people's hands are so laid from different heat. You know, Yatzel Letus Bo is also a matter of psychology and training, and etc. So it says, Kreiso Shaltino Nechveis Behem, right? Whatever would cause a blister in the belly of a baby, which is like the most sensitive skin. The most sensitive skin is the belly of a baby, apparently. So whatever heat would blister that, that's called the Yatzel Letus Bo. So, theoretically, I guess we could do a whole controlled study, etc., but that wouldn't be ethical, right? They wouldn't allow this in any medical school we know of. So, it's very hard for us to tell exactly what's the Geder Kreiso Shaltino Nechveis Behem. So therefore, he says, and this is accepted halacha l'maisa, some people think he calls it, if you can touch something that's not Yatzel Letus Bo, you can be Mekel. Not true. We have to make sure, we have to be sure that it's not Yatzel Letus Bo. Only if we're sure it's not Yatzel Letus Bo, we can be Mekel. If it's unclear, then we have to be Machmir. So that's halacha l'maisa. You know, we don't do like a test, like put your hand on it and see if you get burned or not. No, if you know it's not Yatzel Letus Bo, then you can be Mekel. But if it's borderline, then we are machmir. A lot of postmen are giving you measurements using temperature, degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius, etc. It doesn't usually help in most kitchen situations. That's more relevant for Shabbos. If you have a machine, you know exactly how many degrees it is. You go to the postman and figure out what their sheets are, 100 degrees, 105 degrees, 110 degrees. For your day's childless, you never know how many degrees something is. If something's in the oven and it's turned on, then it's much more than the outside lettuce. Well, usually something's sitting around, cooling off. So you don't have a temperature, you don't have a thermometer in it. So you just have to say, look, if taka, it's not hot, it's just warm, and it's clear that this wouldn't burn anyone, and no one's hand would recoil from this, then you can be makel. If it's borderline, then you have to be machmer. And this happens all the time. This happened in my house once. I came home just in time. My wife said, yeah, I just had schnitzel cooling off in the frying pan, like it was off the fire, it was already a little cooled off. And I picked it up out of the frying pan, and I was very tired because the baby's keeping up all night and I haven't slept for months and months. And I put it straight into a milchik plate. Picked it up with a fork, put it straight onto, I think a milchik fork even, but that doesn't make so much of a difference if you always kosher it. And put it straight onto a milchik plate. So in this case, first of all, just to make sure that you don't get confused. Don't say this gets into the Marshal and Ramaz discussion about klisheni. That would be if it was already on the milchik plate and then I put a piece of cheese on it. Over here, we're just going to the milchik. That's chama gavitzonin. For sure, asters could eat klipa. The question is, Yatzel Letus Bo? Yeah, not Yatzel Letus Bo. So I sort of took it out. I picked it up and it's like, it was a little hard to tell. Like, it wasn't comfortable exactly, but it wasn't burning exactly. So I didn't know. So I did what it said in the mitzvah and decided it was usher. The schnitzel was fine because the plate was not ben yomo, but the plate went in the garbage. What can you do? Okay. Weiter. Okay, I think that's it for Sif Beis. Yes, questions? Of course. What?
That
was good. In terms of the Yatzel Letus Bo? No, but I in terms of klisheni, it makes a difference. Yatzel Letus Bo, if it's anything less than Yatzel Letus Bo, we can be makel no matter what.
Do you have to be where you can slide sometimes you can't see the inside.
Well, look, the inside didn't touch the plate, so I guess it would be okay. I don't know. I would have been makel. Okay, but in any case, I couldn't. So they were on one plate. Okay, small price to pay for keeping mitzvahs. Gimel. Nafal iser cham, and this we've discussed already. Nafal iser cham l'toch heter cham dekli rishon or afilu iser tzonein l'toch heter cham hakol aser ditata gavar. Right, if hot falls on hot in a kli rishon or cold falls on hot, everything's aser tata gavar al ha'elyu mechamo achem aflit betachton. Right, the bottom one beats the top one, and it all becomes considered like hot, and it's maflit. Right, even if, let's get a good case, you have hot milk, a pot of hot milk. right? And you have a pot of hot milk and a piece of, you know, and a treif apple, an orla apple falls into it. So the hot milk will be so much gover on the apple, it'll even make the apple give its taste into the milk. Kal v'chomer, if you have a pot of treif milk and a piece of, you know, and a kosher apple falls in, that it'll be mechamim and put its own taste into the kosher apple. Meaning, either way, the bottom one is hot, the tam goes from bottom to top equally, all the tamim get mixed. Le gamre. But if the bottom is cold and top is hot, then that's not mekuli balik de klipa. We all know the phrase in our sleep by now. And therefore, it only asur kedei klipa, and it doesn't matter which is asur, which is heter. Meaning, in neither case does it matter which one's the isur, which one's the heter. If the bottom one's hot, then they both give each other tam through the whole thing. If the bottom one's cold, they both give each other tam through a kedei klipa. And the Rama adds, v'chol ze lo mayri elo b'chom kli rishon, ki omiyad sheshirim en eish v'nichom heter. All this is only referring to kli rishon. Like, for example, straight off the fire, you had the iser next to the heter. Avolon kvar munach b'klisheni, right, by the way, keep in mind, this doesn't refer to on the fire. On the fire, then they're both hot, because they're both on the fire. If it's mamash on the fire, then doesn't matter which is hot, which is cold, the power of the fire itself causes the bliya. Here we're talking about off the fire. So off the fire, this only applies in the kli rishon. Avon kor munak kli sheni v'acharkach v'neiach heter etz lo olav eino oser klal the kli sheni eino oser kemo she nis ba'er. But if it's sitting in a kli sheni, right, I take a steak off the grill and put it on a plate in a kli sheni. Then I put cheese on and I put it on cheese. I put cheese next to it. Doesn't matter. Then kosher treif basar chalav doesn't matter. There'll be no bli at all because the kli sheni is not mevashel, as we learned in the previous seif. Who argues on this? Marshal. There's the famous machlokes in the Maramah, the Marshal. The Ramah holds anything in a klisheni is called a klisheni. The Marshal says a davar gush, even a klisheni has the din of a kli rishon, and we are machmir like the Marshal. That's the Shas says here, Barbich is cut in ches, and the Taz also, I don't think it's the Taz here, but the Taz earlier, at least in at least it's somewhat machmer like the, oh, here it is, that the Taz goes to the end, the Marshal, Mash Ksafi Elav Sham, the Taz makes of Shara, but we hold like the Shach, we are machmer like the Marshal. It's not that we're 100% sure the Marshal is right, the Shach brings a brayus for the Marshal, we're certainly choshesh for the Marshal, so we would say, again, if, let's say that case the schnitzel, it was on a fleishik plate, it already put down on a fleishik plate, and then you put a piece of cheese on it, that would still be a problem because the davar gush is li'olam like a kli rishon, as long as it's yad so ledes bo. The, excuse me. The shas cut and zayin is important, but we already illustrated that. It's one important point which is going to come up in sort of the flow from Sif Gimel to Sif. Okay, we'll come back to the Sif Al. Okay. Yeah.
Davar gush.
Kli rishon.
No, anything.
What do we consider davar gush? So that's the discussion in the end of the Shach Sukkot and Ches. If you can't pour it, that's a davar gush. Now, what does it mean you can't pour it? You know, some things you can pour because they're gush, they're just small. Like if you have a plate of rice, you can pour that. That's not called pouring. Pouring means it flows. If it flows, it's not a davar gush. If it doesn't flow, it is a davar gush. You want to give me an example? And I'll tell you whether it's a davar gush or not. Rice is a davar gush. Potatoes are a davar gush. Chicken's a davar gush. Soup is not a davar gush. What?
Noodles
are a davar gush. They're solid items.
What about soup with?
So that we saw in the was a discussion in the this Piskei Tshuva that's on this page here. That if you have noodles in the soup, then there's room to be mekel. It's not so clear. I've tried some experiments. I couldn't exactly figure it out. But okay, you've mucker to be mekel.
Are we mekel?
I think so. Yeah. And then Hilchah Shabbos also.
It would be like Tzli Kli Rishon?
Yes, it would be like Tzli and a Kli Rishon. It wouldn't be considered Al Ha'esh, right? And as if you had this thing sitting in the Kli Sheni and you cut it with a knife, the knife wouldn't need Libun. Not, we're not saying it's like it was Al Ha'esh, but it would be like a Kli Rishon Shalal Gabi Esh, meaning Kli Sheni is like a Kli Rishon Shalal Gabi Esh. And it would be considered totally like a kli rishon off the fire. Okay, the Ramah continues here. So that Ramah we really reject. Again, it's a sniff, lahakel, bitzer of other things, but it's not any grounds for kula in and of itself. You know, you never know when you're putting together a complicated shayla. It's something to take into account, but it's not a strong tzad lahakel because, you know, even mehefs and merubah, etc., we're never just so mech on this Ramah. The Ramah continues an interesting case, which is the only detail of Tata Gavar that I think we didn't get to, although the Ramah is to it a few times, in Simon Tadi Aleph. The Imhinicham Zeh Tzal Zeh. Fascinating shayla, no one ever thought of it before. Well, that's not true. I mean, but in this order, the Shulchan Aruch. You have hot and cold. We know what the din is if the bottom one is hot. We know what the din is if the top one is hot. But what if there's no bottom or top? What if they're next to each other? Then what's the din? What's the din if they're next to each other? Good shayla. So the Ramah is Mekel. The Ramah says, when Yinichum Zeh Tzal Zeh, Im Shneim Cham Im Michom Kli Rishon HaKol Aser. If they're both hot, then they're both Aser. Okay, they're both hot, they're both hot. What can you do? Right, I take a kosher steak and a treif steak. Right, the kosher steak and the treif steak, and forget about Kli Rishon, right, because according to us, even if it's not in a Kli Rishon, right, because we hold like the Marshal, and I'm grilling, my Goyish friend is grilling, and accidentally we put them down right next to each other and they touch. Right next to each other, squish them into each other. So, the Ramah says, if they're both hot, then they're both Aser. So, V'yemah Echad Sonein, because then it doesn't matter which is Gavra, they're both hot. But what about the interesting case of Echad Sonein? What if one is hot and one is cold? Tzar Klipa B'makom Shen Nagah. You need a Kedei Klipa where it touches. Only Asers Kedei Klipa. The Ramah is being Makel here. What's the cool of the Ramah? That he says if they're next to each other, that's just as Makel as if the bottom one was cold. Right? What does he assume? Unless the Tata is Gover and only Asers Kedei Klipa. You don't Davka need the bottom one to be cold. As long as the bottom one's not hot, even if they're next to each other, then the hot they don't both become hot. Like neither one is Gover here, right? If they're next to each other, neither one is Gover. What's the din if neither one is Gover? The hot retains the integrity of its heat, the cold one retains the integrity of its coolness. So what's the din? If neither one is Gover, it can only penetrate Kedei Klipa. That's the kula of the Ramah. Who argues on him? Well, first of all, who's Mekel like the Ramah? Who holds like the Ramah? The Shachir is Mekel like the Ramah. And where is this one? Yeah, in Sivkutin Tess, he quotes the Marshal, he's Mekel like the Ramah. And Rabbi Kiva Eger here is also Mekel like the Ramah. The Shachir, Rabbi Kiva Eger, are Mekel like the Ramah, as does the Gra. So many people are making like the Ramah, but who's Machmer? Who's always the archenemy of the Ramah? The Marshal. The Marshal, quote in the Taz, argues on the Ramah. The Marshal, quote in the Taz, argues on the Ramah. Mitzad which sugya? Right, what's that sugya called? Who remembers that sugya? Yeah, get in there. You don't mind if I race? Too late. What does the Gemara say? Tahor Meliach Vitame Tafel or Tame Meliach Vitahor Tafel. Which one should I write which? Anyone remember? Which one is Asr, which one is Mutter? Ryan, what do you say? Which one is Asr, which one is Mutter?
When the Tahor is Meliach.
That is?
Exactly.
Very good. That was the principle talking about salting. What was it like? Tray fish with kosher fish, I think. If they're both salted, you have a problem. What if one is salted, one isn't? Then we say, well, if the tar is salted, then it gives a taste of the tray, but it doesn't get taste. But if the tame is salted, then it gives its tray, the salted one, gives a tray to the taste of the non-salted. The non-salted doesn't give a tray to the salted. And all the Rishonim were worried about, why not just use the rule of Tata Gover if one is salted, one isn't? And we that we get into Holmach Lokis, does the rule of Tata Gover apply to Malicha or not? But the Marshal is working off an answer, a very brilliant answer. He says, you know why we don't use the rule of Tata Gover and Ila Gover here? Because they're next to each other, and next to each other has a different rule. So that's the question. What if they're next to each other? The Rambam assumes next to each other, only Kedei Klipa. The Marshal assumes, no, next to each other is covered by another sugya. This sugya is not discussing the rules of Malicha, as opposed to the rules of heat. It's discussing the rules of being next to each other, as opposed to the rules of being on top of each other. So what's the rule if it's next to each other? Easy. The Maliach one gives its taste to the Tafa one, or in our case, what would the Marshal say? Marshal would say the hot one gives its taste to the cold one. The cold one doesn't give its taste to the hot one. So the Psak of the Ramah is that if it's Isser, Cham, the heter Tzone, that's Usser. If it's Heter Cham, the Isser Tzone, that is Mutter. But then he adds something. He says, but what if I'm wrong? Maybe the Ramah is right. So he says, Usser Kedei Klipa, meaning, I'm not going to be Mekel, you know, because maybe the Ramah is right, so it'll all be Usser Kedei Klipa. I'll be Macher like my pshat, but I'm not Mekel like my pshat. So that's, you know, and he thinks it's Mutter according to his pshat in the Sugya, but since he also recognized the Ramah right, might be right, he says, well, don't be Mekel like me, just be Macher like me. That's the pshat of the Maharshal. So, pause it for a second, make sure we all got it down. If here we have we have two things next to each other. Let's say we have Isser Cham Veheter Tzonein, or Isser Tzonein Veheter Cham, or we have Basar Cham and Cholav Tzonein. What would the Ramah say? The Ramah is pretty easy. He'd say Asur Kedei Klipa, Asur Kedei Klipa, and Asurim Kedei Klipa. There's always a mutual plea of Kedei Klipa, because if there's no hat that's Gobar, then it's Ademekele Bola Kedei Klipa. What would the Marashal say? Marashal would say, what would we say in this case? Well, we already have that, Asur. Here you would say Asur Kedei Klipa, not as his Shita, but just be Choshev for the Ramah. And what would he say in this case? Exactly. The Chalav is Asur Legamre, and the Basar is Asur Kedei Klipa. How do we paskin? So the Ramah has the Shach and the Gra and Rabbi Kiva Eger on his side. The Marshal has the Taz on his side. And also, I think the Chachmas Adam is Macher that way. So it's unclear. So machlokes, there's many gedolim who are mekel in this, but there are also machmirim, so it might depend on the other factors. It'd be a complicated shaila if this came up. Le'en Maisa. Okay. The next halacha is, it's certainly apparently uncontroversial. Isser Sheinicho, this is after the Yod of the Shach. Isser Sheinicho b'kli heter olehefech amrinim egam kein dintata gavar kemo b'beiz chatichos v'ayim le'el, etc. M'chotav bas b'sagim chulebes. What about you? An isser and a kli? Put a hot isser and a cold kli, or a cold isser and a hot kli. Then, the Ramah Paskins use the rules of tata gavar. If the bottom one is hot, then there's a total bliya. If the bottom one is cold, then there's only Kedei Klipa. Meaning the rules of the Tah governing and the law governor are the same for Kalim as they are for Ochlim. Okay, reasonable enough. The Shach points out that the Marshal disagrees, but he brings lots of proof like the Ramah. We hold like the Ramah here. The Marshal disagrees. The Marshal says no. Kalim can't beat food. But we paskin, and we also had many examples of this in Tzadi Beis, the rules of the Tah governor apply the same for Kalim as for Ochlim. That's easy for us to keep track of. We're not kosher to the Marshal. I would just point out that those who are interested in really understanding things well, there was a Nekudas Akesef on the Shach of Katan Dalet who killed the Maharshal Shita and tried to bring a Raya Mekrachas against him, but the Maharshal quoted here answers that Raya. So it's right. Maharshal holds that Klisheni asked the whole thing. So the Avi Shaila was, if Cham Latov Tzonim is only Asur Kedei Klipa, And that's Igor Kli Rishon. They have to Klisheni also the whole thing. So that's why the Shach said the Marshal is crazy. Shal's not crazy. The Marshal says Klisheni means food landed in a Kli. That, the Kli doesn't do anything. That's still hot. If food lands in food, that's a different story. Food landing in a Kli is different than food landing in food. It's all one big package deal, the Marshal. But we're not going to get into that now. I am Shum. It'll be very interesting. Lemaisa, we Paskin, the same rules apply to Kalim as apply to Ochlin. So, for example, in my case with the schnitzel landing on the milchi plate, since the plate on the bottom was cold and the schnitzel on the top was hot, only could they klipa of the plate became usser. But that didn't really help me because in modern day circumstances, if a klipa of your plate is usser, then your entire plate is usser because you're not really going to like shave a klipa off your plate. But I guess in the old days that would have been more relevant.
So the marshal is a mikro.
No, the marshal is machmir her. Because we say that if food lands in a kli, this is the same marshal she tells in klisheni. We say if food lands on a kli, hot food lands on a cold kli, it's considered cold. That's how gover. He says if hot food lands on a cold kli, it's considered hot because the food is gover. And that's exactly the shitas say, which I was pointing out, and klisheni is considered totally hot. So it's all one big package deal. Okay, the last line of the Ramah is very nogea lamaisa. It's this mechodesh din from mishen machshirin. Aser leros mikli, the mishen machshirin says. And I hope we're all holding in our machshirin. It's a very nice masechet, actually. Should all take advantage, by the way. This has nothing to do with your day. But people always come around for shloshim and say, learn this, learn that from my grandfather, et cetera, et cetera. People say, okay, I'll learn drachos, I'll learn like bava kama, whatever. Should really take advantage and, do taros, olos, machshirin, trumos, et cetera. It's a good sort of excuse to broaden your horizons, in a relatively harmless way. Anyway, Masechet Machshirin, I just have to find. Yeah, here it is. Okay. The Perek Hay Mishnah Yud tells us Hamare Micham Lacham Mitzon Lachon Micham Lachonim Tohar Mitzon Lacham Tomei. Rav Shimon says even Micham Lacham is Tomei because Tata Gov. Okay, if you pour, right? This is a machlokas right between the Tzedukah and the Prushim or something in the old days, right? Wasn't this one of the famous machlokas between the Tzedukah and the Prushim and Yadayim? That Nitzok, whether Nitzok is Chibur? No, anyone? No historians here?
I think so.
You think so? Okay, good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, Omer Tzedukin. Kovlon Aleichem Prushim Tzamitarin is on Nitzok. V'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. Right, this is one of the big machlokas. Someone pointed this out, Agav. It's a whole Agav, but Larry Schiffman, who's from a guy, he's a professor of classical Jewish history at NYU, once pointed out in an interesting review article, someone's talking about Tzedukah and Prushim trying to figure out like what made people different sects and said their shitas on predestination, their shitas on Elohav, and this and that. And Larry Schiffman, who's from Yid, said, if you actually look at the historical records, you're very biased, you're anachronistic. You think that what makes people different sects of Judaism is because they hold from predestination or from free will, and they hold from heaven, or they hold from heaven and hell, or fully. So no. Nitzok Chibur, not Nitzok Chibur, you can't eat each other's food. That's what makes you different, some secular whatever is going to have no appreciation of what history actually means. Nitzok Chibur is what makes you a Jewish community. Like, that's Mamash Nuget, when you keep Tum of Atara, every single Shiloh in the world. That's a real, so here we have Machlokas, Nitzok Chibur, the Tzedukim held Nitzok Chibur, meaning if I pour, obviously, if I pour Tumay into Tahor, what's on the bottom becomes tummy. That's a different posture. The tummy's landed. The shaila is the opposite, right? I'm a storekeeper, and I'm Shomer Tara, and somehow Aretz comes and says, here, fill up my jug. Fill up, add me some oil, whatever. If I pour, does that ruin what's on top? So, and does the tumma go upstream? We saw that a little bit from the Yisra Hatter. By tumma, it's very easy to say. So the Tzedukim held it went upstream. We, Paskin, we're all Prushim, hopefully. Tumma does not go upstream. Right? Nitzok eino keeper. But that depends what kind of nitzok. The Mishnah Machshirin says, if you pour cold into cold, you come through with your tummy, glass of Coke, and I give you some more Coke, doesn't atame my bottom. If I pour hot into cold, beseder. Hot into hot is a machlokes panoim, but at the very least, cold into hot, that's a foolish Mishnah Machshirin peg. Hey, Allah, Yud, Mishnah Yud, mitzon in lecham tummy. If I pour cold into hot, the tumma goes upstream, and is betame what I'm pouring. So if you have, for example, you have a boiling hot cup of coffee, tame coffee, and you say, can you share your milk with me? And I pour you a little milk, assuming it's an unbroken, you know, it's what my milk is all tame. So mission machshirin. Ah, okay, we'll have to figure that out. So, that's what we'll figure out in a moment. Now, the shaila is, two shaila. Number one, why is that? And number two, is that only a din of tuma v'tara? Does only the tuma transfer? Or does the iser, does the ta'am also transfer? Right? Just because tuma transfers, that just means it's considered touching. Doesn't mean the ta'am transfers. Or does the ta'am transfer? So, how do we paskin? We paskin... Aser leros mikli sheyishbo shuman kashal in erdolik sheyishbo chelav o shuman iser. You're not allowed to pour. When would this actually happen? When would you be pouring into treif? A guy comes to you with a treif pot of pork soup and says, "Can you pour some water in here?" I mean, it usually doesn't happen. Shaila is, what would they do with chelav? They would use chelav as fuel to light their lamps, and sometimes they would use shuman as fuel. So if I have my pitcher of kosher oil or fat or whatever, right? Let's use our example, oil. I have my bottle of kosher olive oil. I just want to add some oil to the lamp to make it continue burning. But right now the lamp is burning chelav. So is that going to trafe up my olive oil? So the halach is, it's usher to pour from kosher shuman into a hot lamp which has trafe shuman or chelav. Ubediyevet ain't lachash, but bediyevet it's okay. So we make up shara. Bidiyevet, we assume this mission is only about Tum of Atara. The Tom doesn't go upstream. Bidiyevet, we say the Tom doesn't go upstream. But Lechachila, we're Choshesh, for those who say no, who had in for Tum of Atara, Lechachila, we're Choshesh, the Tom goes upstream. So Lechachila, we're not allowed to do it. Bidiyevet, it's okay. So that would be, I mean, you could think of a lot of examples like that. If I, it's not a crazy example. Let's say, again, going back to something that confused us a little. Earlier, you know, someone's drinking a hot drink, which I consider to be treif, right? Someone's drinking hot chocolate with chalav akum that I consider to be treif, and they say, can you pour me some milk? So the answer is, well, I can, but I'll pour it in a plastic cup first, and then pour it to you, because I can't pour kosher into treif, because I'm choshesh. Well, there it's a klisheni, maybe, so maybe, but if it would be a klirishon, I have to have a more, creative case, then I can't, that's awesome. Not allowed to do that. Some guy is eating a treif steak, and he says, you know, you mind, I don't know, pouring me some sauce on my steak? All right, Marshall, the Rishon, so I said, no, I can't. I can pour it with a plastic cup, but I can't pour it straight. And we'll get to another napkamina, the one that you're all thinking of, in a few moments. Now, before we get to applying this halacha l'maisa, the question is, why? What's the chash? Why would the ta'am go upstream? If you want to say the toma goes upstream, then you know what? The toma tar, it's a chalos of transfer of toma. Why would the ta'am go upstream? So that's a machlok between the shach and the taz. The taz says, and it's a cut in vav, because it's just mechuber through the nitzok. It's just mechuber. The nitzok, meaning the irish lonifsik luach, the stream. The stream is mechaber, and that makes the tam go upstream. That's a very radical chumra. By tum of the tara, it's not crazy at all. But by, the tzedukim even hold it for all temperatures. Not only for heat. He says, look, if the bottom is hot, the bottom really overwhelms the top through some sort of tata gavar, and therefore it's considered to be all hot, and therefore it's considered to be all together, so the tam goes upstream. That's a bit of a stretch. The Shach gives a. The Shach is Madai from the Mordechai, much less Mechodesh Svara. He says the Hebel. If I have something really hot and I pour cold into it, all of a sudden around that cold you get some steam because I'm pouring it into hot. He says that's steam. That's like Zayim. That's Mechabarit. So that's the two Svaras as to why Lechachil or Machra. Obviously, B'dievet, we don't hold from either of them. Right, but now before we get to halacha l'maaseh, there's one important point. And I think this is fairly mochrich. I haven't seen people. I think Rav Borsch says this straight out. He says, there are two different cases which we shouldn't confuse. One case is if here's my hot food, and here's the steam, and I take my cold food, and I pour it like this. I'm mamish sticking my cold food in the steam. That's Zeya, that's for sure us, or even B'dievet. That's for sure. That's even b'dieved also. That's mamash sticking into the zeya. That's not what we're talking about in this Ramah. What we're talking about in the Ramah is here's my hot food, and here's the steam, and then I take something cold and I pour it in from here, and all of a sudden, as I'm pouring it, you know, there like new steam gets created. That's the case. That's also a chilum to be evident. If I mamish stick it into the pre-existing zeya, that zeya, that one pasuk is also for the evident. This isn't even a Rav Shechter controversial or a Chashulchan Dov or Baba. This is the pasha case of zeya that's also even for the evident. This is exactly the case of the rush in Siman Sadi Beis of Ches. So don't be confused. You can easily be confused and think, ah, if I stick it into the zeya, that's only nisul chachilum. No, if I stick it into the zeya, that's usher b'dieved. The shaila is, I didn't stick it into the zeya, but according to the shach, but like it creates some new clouds of zeya, which aren't really obviously so hot because they weren't there from the pot itself, and they're not really part of the pot. They're just like new zeya that gets created by the pouring. That is also the chachilum usher b'dieved. So that's just very, very important to remember. I think Rav Kors actually points this out on the back of the Zirax. Halacha l'maisa, does this apply? Halacha l'maisa, what does this mean for our modern day kitchens? And the shaila always is, when does the shaila always come up? Can I
squeeze bottles
into hot? Remember, this is only into hot.
The spices,
what?
Ketchup.
Well, the spices aren't this case because the spices are. Are not, there's no flow, so we might have something. You might have stick it into the steam, that's a problem. If you don't, you don't.
Ketchup.
Maybe ketchup, right? Can I pour ketchup on my steak? Because if the steak is hot and the ketchup is cold, then it might fall into this category. Or on Shabbos, the shaila always is, if I need to add water to my chulent, can I add water from the kumkum on the chulent? Or will that make the water in the kumkum flashing? Right, the other big shiloh, or will that make the water in the kumkum fleishik? So the right, of course, quotes from some of the achronim. I mean, you could also find them inside in the back of this page about pouring pyrev into. I mean, if you're pouring kosher into treif, then we know that's the ramah. It's also the chachila and mutter b'dieved. How about pyrev into fleishik? Is that also the chachila and mutter b'dieved? So. The Rav Forst assumes it is. It's not Pashut. It's not Pashut. But he assumes that it is. That likewise you shouldn't pour parav into fleshik l'chachila. But he has one important chilek. He says you shouldn't pour from a parav into fleshik l'chachila. What does it mean? If you're willing to have it be fleshik, then you can. So let's say I have a pyre of hot water. I shouldn't pour pyre of water into, or pyre of water. I shouldn't pour pyre of water into the cholent l'chatchila if I plan to use that water with milk. But if I just plan to use the tea kettle with milk, that's okay. Meaning we're not mapping on the kli that you're pouring from, just on the liquid in the kli. So I shouldn't pour pyre of liquid into solid if I plan to use, into fleshik, if I plan to use that liquid itself. If I plan to use that liquid itself with milchik later on, which means that, like, I shouldn't pour water into the cholent if I plan to use the rest of that water with coffee and milk or vechuli. However, there is one big tzad l'hakel, which he quotes as a machlok zachronim, which is, they have three cases in that Mishnah Machshirin. There was cham letzomein, which is mutter, sonein letzomein, was also mutter. Tzonein l'cham was usher, and we passed it usher l'chachila. Cham l'cham was a machlokas in the Tanakam of Shimon. And we passed in l'kula that cham l'cham is okay. Cham l'cham does not transfer upwards. So it seems it should be okay. Now, Rav Forst just pointed out that the Prima Gadim summarized the various deus here. V'dad, shamav v'ur, Tanakam, v'tar, v'cham, v'tocham, mashav hudah be'isra, chen, kosav, beis hillel, sarach ian, v'a crazy place, v'kaz, v'taz, osar, apatzon, and sentiment, okay. So he's Sarchiyah. Many achronim, he quotes here, the Kreis Uplasi and the Chachos Adam, are making l'cham l'cham, but he quotes the Kafayom and other achronim are machra l'cham l'cham. So cham l'cham is controversial. Pashtos is the whole mucker of our itzers in this mission of Machshirin. Why should we machra more than the chacham who we hold like in Machshirin? So Pashtos, you don't really have to be machra l'cham l'cham. But it's a machlokes achronim, and yesh makom lahachmir also lechachil. Well, the whole thing lechachila anyway. So all lechachila meant to be even more machmir. So definitely yesh chumra to not to be machmir even on cham lecham, but there's a lot of room to be makel. So just to summarize the case of, you know, the kumkum into the kumkum into the chulent, if you plan to keep the kumkum pirate, but consider the water fleshik, say you don't drink coffee milk, you consider this water fleshik and you'll only use it for pirate things or for fleshik things, then it's for sure mutter. Right? So if you don't want to mix the water with milk, then it's for sure mutter. If you do, then still might be mutter. It might be mutter lechachila because it's cham lecham, or might be asur lechachila, so it's like sort of a suffix whether it's included in this. Is it lechachila or not? So definitely, you know, there's certainly grounds to be makel. I think Reb Borst himself is afraid to be machria. But there's definitely, you know, it's a nice chomer to keep, but maker then, you know, it seems there's plenty of grounds to be makel. If it's only asur lechachila, if at worst it's asur lechachila, and shot of the mission is that it's not even asur lechachila. So I wouldn't worry so much about it. Halacha lemaisa, this becomes very tricky in Hilchos Shabbos if you want to add water to your chulent and be as machmer as possible. It's very hard to know what to do. Because on the one hand, you put it straight from the kumkum into the cholent, then you're not being as machmer as possible, because according to some achronim, this is asur lechachila within this ramah. On the other hand, if you pour it into a cup and then put in the cholent, you're also not being as machmer as possible, because it's a famous shar tzion. Shar tzion is mekel, but some people say that's considered pina mimechel lemechem, which may be a chashav chazorah on Shabbos. So, I guess the answer is, you can't always be as machmer as possible and have good cholent. No. Halacha l'maaseh, if I had to pick, hard to say. I'd probably pour straight from the kumkum in, assuming that's an issue. Assuming that's an option topographically, I would probably pour straight from the cholent in. But it's very hard to say which is the better way to do. Okay, so let's just cut it for a second. This is all talking about this case, when I'm not sticking the kumkum mamish into the zeya. If I'm sticking the kumkum mamish into the zeya, then for sure that would be even b'dieved make inflation. Then the kumkum is flation. If I'm mamish sticking into the pre-existing zeya, that's a mitzadi base of chesed, where the rush says the zeya goes up and makes inflation. The whole shaila here is only if the kumkum's a little higher, and it's not mamish in the steam, just new steam gets created. That's like lechachilu or machmer, but meyakar dim or not. In which case, going back to the Shabbos, since you don't want to stick your kumkum too close to the pot, because then you'd be sticking mamish in the zeya, you want to keep it a little higher than the pot. That might already make a mess, or might burn someone, or might splash around and make you tsaris. So it might be better to take it with a measuring cup. And that might be the practically better option.
In terms of the new zeya, so I think it's harsher that suddenly when you pour water in a frying pan, the zeya goes up. That's new zeya. That's certainly, you know, that's less, but that's certainly the real zeya. When they talk about it's like, you know, quasi zeya.
No, that's new zeya because the frying pan didn't have zeya yet because there was no liquid in it. But here you're pouring it into a liquid, so it has as much zeya as it's going to have. So, just that as you're pouring it, it clouds a little. So again, you have to ask a scientist. Ask Gary Berger. I'm above my head.
Because if it really is clouding and it's really hot, it's real zeya. I mean, sometimes you can have more zeya from the water, right? And that's zeya mamish,
no? So I guess that's exactly the machlokes of the Rambam. We pass him to the other, that it's not zeya. And lechachila, we are machmir. I don't know. I mean, again, I'm over my head here. Le maisa, okay. All right, we will stop now. Just someone give me a quick idea of where everyone's up to in Seder. I hope people are keeping up with the new pace in Seder. What? You're up to here. Okay, so what we will do is
We have the next two shiurim are Tuesday and Tuesday. There are a lot of very questionable Seder days in between those two shiurim, because Monday there's something, and Wednesday there's something, and Thursday there's Tinus, and Sunday there's Purim, and Monday there's Purim, etc. I assume everyone will have sort of a different answer as to when they'll be able to learn how much during those times. But in the next two shiurim, in the next shiur, I will just cover, let's say, Sif Dalid, in the next shiur, I'll start with filling in from Siman Kuf Gimel, very important shiur. You can invite your friends and neighbors. What about medicines and such that are not fit for eating? Are those mutter? Because it knows in Tam Lufgam. So on Tuesday shiur, I'll start with that. And if I go ahead, I'll just go ahead a little at the end. On the next Tuesday shiur, I'll mamash try to go ahead a few seifim here. So certainly by next Tuesday shiur, you know, try to get through, at least until Sif Tes, Ad Bechlal would be very, very wonderful, but at the very least, Ad Velo Ad Bechlal Sif Tes, by next Tuesday shiur. But again, this Tuesday, since tomorrow some people are going on a trip. So this Tuesday shiur, I'll go back to Siman Kuf Gimel and give just a special shiur about whether medicines are kosher or not, which I think is very important for every rabbi to know, and everyone who just wants to know Torah to know. And we'll start a little more of Sif Dalet and Hay, and then we'll continue in that in the shiur of the next Tuesday. So everyone, please make yourself time, deciding and depending on what's going on each day to keep up. So, tomorrow's those trips, right?
Yes.
Wednesday's the Yom Yunan party. What? You haven't read the book? What? Did you read the book?